Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
In 2017.
It's a try!
Run hard and tackle hard.
You'll hear more footy than ever before. Across the Triple M Network. For Bryden's Lawyers, protecting your future. Peter Sterling, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor and James Hooper.
Oh, you've got to love your rugby league.
Triple M Rocks the
is Saturday Triple M NRL.
Welcome back, Saturday Triple M NRL, grand final edition. Gee, I just ate some hot chili hoops. It's burning. It's burning.
How good.
Yeah, we're going to do an Iveco preview of the Melbourne Storm and their chances tomorrow just after the break. But first, it's a little segment that we like to call this.
What does the fox say?
Foxy. Foxy. Extra foxy Jimmy Fox. It's GF time. Bring it back to me.
I thought that was it.
Mate, can I tell you, the best thing about today in this grand final edition is I normally stand there. Yeah. He normally puts his hand on my hand as he's saying that.
Yes.
I promise you, it's quite disturbing.
It might be a HR issue at another stage.
You forget that I played with him. I've seen a lot worse.
All right, so obviously, yeah, grand final weekend. It's going to be a huge day for the game of rugby league tomorrow. And all the talk, fellas, has been about, now how do I say it? Let's make sure I get it right. McLemore.
Yeah.
Yep.
McLemore and the fact that he's going to play at this grand final. Well, he was supposed to arrive in Sydney yesterday. He didn't show up. The reason, he forgot his passport. He was coming from Seattle. He lives in Seattle.
Yeah.
So he's gone Seattle, LA. When he gets to LA, he's trying to check in on the international flight. That's all, mate. Where's your passport?
So they still need a passport to go international,
yeah,
do you?
They do, yeah. You'd think a rock star would know.
Mm. Yeah.
So they had to organise.
Yeah.
He had to stay the night in LA. They had to organise for his passport to be picked up and delivered. And as a result, he's now in the country and he will be out there at ANZ Stadium tomorrow.
It's for good timing, though, isn't it? I mean, you know, the timing's for him to come into Australia and sing a song, what's it called?
Same Love.
Same Love, which is obviously about.
Yeah, it is.
And he'll play that, and there's been a lot of issue over that over the last couple of days. Is he going to play that for the grand final?
For sure he's going to play it. Yeah, it's a marketing masterstroke from whoever organised it at the NRL. I think it was Andrew Abdo, the head of the commercial, because it's got so much traction.
Yes.
It's made headlines all over the country, and otherwise if we'd gone in a different direction, well, who knows whether you would have got that much talk.
Mate, I'm going to be loving it. I'm going to be out there like just, mate, he's a very talented man. He went through a bit of adversity too. There's a doco on him a couple of years ago, so he's done really well, and I'm glad that he's standing his ground and singing the song.
Beautiful. We spoke to Dean Pay earlier, the new Bulldogs coach, and when it was announced yesterday that Dean was going to be the new head coach, the Canterbury chairman, Ray Dibb, was asked, well, how are you going salary cap-wise? We know they've had so many issues in terms of being over the salary cap for next season. As it stands at the moment, Aaron Woods and Kieran Foran are still only provisionally registered.
Mm-hmm.
So they are going to shift one more player, and then they should be okay, and that player is Brad Abbey, the young gun fullback. He'll go to the Canberra Raiders. But still on the Bulldogs, another development that I found interesting is South Sydney have actually expressed some interest in possibly getting one of your old teammates who you blokes both won a grand final with, Brett Morris, to Redfern next season. So I'm not saying it's a fait accompli yet. At this stage, it's only the two clubs talking between each other, but certainly there have been some talks in that department.
Well, they'll have to get rid of more than just Brad Abbey, won't they? Because he wouldn't have been on massive amounts.
I thought that as well, but when I checked it out yesterday, I think if they do shift Brad Abbey to the Raiders, then they can be cap compliant. However, if they were to shift, say, BMOS as well, that would mean that perhaps then they'd have a little bit more. They could re-sign Michael Leisha. They could make a couple other moves in the Raiders as well.
Isn't both Mozzes, aren't their contracts back?
They are massively back-ended.
Yeah,
hugely,
and then like, it's massive hugely. Coin.
Yes, yeah. Correct. Yep. And then just finally, boys, I just want to plug a new documentary that's out celebrating suburban grounds in rugby league, Leichhardt Oval, the eighth wonder of the world. They got the Koori knockout on there at the moment this weekend, which I think has been drawing massive crowds. This thing's narrated by Wayne Pearce. It features Blocker Roach, Benny Elias and Gary Jack, and it's been produced by a mate of mine, Hans Bishop. Apparently it's a ripping job, so get out there and have a look at it on Leichhardt Oval.
Some very talented footballers, mate. Well done too. That's good.
Yeah, and also don't miss out. Secure your seat in history. There's nothing like experiencing the NRL Grand Final live. We all know that, boys. And there's still tickets available. Purchase them from just $73. We'll be right back after this. Yeah, welcome back. Saturday, Triple M NRL for Brighton's lawyers, Wendell Saylor, Jamie Soward, James Hooper, Ryan Girdler here with you. When we do score updates on the show, they're for Tyre Power. And this grand final preview is for Iveco Trucks. And boys, we're going to pull apart the Melbourne Storm. They've had a brilliant season, four losses through the 26 rounds, but they've hit a couple of hurdles of late over the last couple of weeks. We spoke about a little bit exposed against Parramatta, not brilliant in the first half against the Broncos. It's hard to put a case that they weren't great in the second half against Brisbane, where they sort of won the game 30-0. So I think there's a few judges out there being a little bit harsh at the moment, saying that they're not in great form. But Wendell, where are they at the moment? And do you think they go into this one with a lot of confidence?
I think Melbourne are where they need to be at the moment. You just, in final series, you don't need to peak early in the finals. I mean, they've lost four games all year. Two of them were when their Origin players were away. You know, obviously they've got a lot of Kiwi players there too, which sort of helps, and a lot of good young players. But in that final, you want to be building for the grand final. It's like the Melbourne Cup. You want to be running your best on that day. And at the moment, I reckon it's just perfect, because Brisbane, they threw a bit at them early last week. But they just dismantled them easy. In that second half, that try before halftime broke the hearts of the Broncos. But in that second half, they just went on with it, mate. Their bench was good. Cameron Smith hasn't set the world on fire in the finals, but he's just the puppeteer. He's just doing everything right. Billy Slater last week, we saw, you know, he drops that ball, which we said on the call, but he doesn't make that many of those mistakes, you know, important times. But he bounced back. That try scored. You could hear the roar. And, mate, their bench is playing well. They're doing everything just right. And I reckon tomorrow night, they'll all be on the same page. You know, their bench has been outstanding. And Craig Bellamy, he was right next to us in the box. You know, he was riding, you know, he rides it like no other. So I just think the Storm, they're just perfectly placed now.
It was interesting to hear JT speak then about their plan and the way that they're going to approach the game tomorrow night. They believe what they've been doing at the moment, the Cowboys, is enough. They're asking enough questions. Where do you sit on that, Sowie?
Well, I think if they change too much, they go away from what's got them there, and that'd hurt their style more than anything else. But the scary thing for everyone else is Cameron Smith hasn't had a great game yet, and that's usually, Matty John spoke about how clutch Cameron Smith is, and you'd have to think tomorrow night he's going to have his hands all over the ball and getting heavily involved and directing the team where they need to be, which allows Cooper Cronk to be able to do his thing. I'm sure he's nervous, still weighing up a decision of what he wants to do next year, but look, the guys that have been around that support, Felice Kaufusi last week was outstanding. You spoke about Billy Slater, but without those two offloads, it was sort of, Brisbane was sort of handling them okay. It was just Adokar just before halftime.
Young Curtis Scott,
Curtis Scott. So those big moments, you know, they're the best at it in the competition, Melbourne. And I think throughout this final series, they've just captured enough big moments to get themselves there. Obviously, 30-0 in the end, but they had enough big moments to get them to that position. So tomorrow night, that they'll be very hard to beat with the spine they've got. You could see a guy like Cameron Munster coming in and tearing up the Cowboys if it gets away from them early.
Interesting to hear Phil Gould during the week say that he thinks this Melbourne Storm side has actually been a little bit overrated over the course of the last couple of months. They've won their last nine matches consecutively, so they're going for 10 in a row tomorrow night. They're going to be 1-17, crucially, and they have had a very similar 1-17 lineup essentially for the last 4 or 5 weeks. I don't think they've made a change, certainly not in the finals. And those lineups, of course, are four mongrel boots. But what do you think of that, Sowie, in terms of, I mean, they've been beating what's in front of them.
Yeah,
they had the jitters a little bit last weekend, but I don't know, to say that they're a little bit overrated, I've got to say, surprised me a little bit.
Well, we've actually got that audio here, so let's just have a listen to what Gus said through the week.
I haven't been a fan of the way the Melbourne Storm have been playing in recent times. I think they've sort of been overrated a little bit. I know they've finished a long way in front in the premiership ladder, but if you look at their two finals games, I think they're pretty fortunate in both. So they've got some improving to do. And I doubt Craig Bellamy would think differently. Parramatta was the blueprint for me. Parramatta was just unbelievably physical on Melbourne and really controlled where Melbourne got the ball. Melbourne scored their first try off the dead set forward pass, went 2 metres forward. They shouldn't have been in front. Parramatta hit back and led at halftime. The two tries after halftime that Melbourne scored were flukes. They were just flukes. I've never seen Melbourne have to resort to that. Parramatta should have beaten them on that day. Don't get me wrong. They're the best team in the competition. But they're not unbeatable.
Yeah, I think he's spot on with those comments. And he's more saying that Parramatta went down there, and every time you go down to Melbourne, I feel like you've got nothing to lose. Like, I didn't win there in 10 years. Did you win down there, Wendell?
Only at the casino.
I know. Actually, I think, but it was Etihad Stadium only there, not at that new.
But I mean, like, you go down there and it's sort of a free hit to try and upset the apple cart because they're not expected to lose down there. So, look, Gus is probably right. Their games haven't been great, you know, for most of the final series, but that second half, it's sort of everyone felt comfortable again. It's like they need that try. I mean, when we won the grand final, we felt like we were the best side in the competition, but the Roosters came out. We scored early, and we thought that had settled everyone down, but it just made everyone more nervous. And then the Roosters are leading 8-6 at half time. So tomorrow night, you know, Melbourne will probably want to try and get away really, really early from a Cowboys side that's just been hanging in there and been getting over the line probably that last 15 minutes.
Speaking of that grand final, you're talking about 2010. What did your coach, Wayne Bennett, say to you at halftime? Because I think you guys actually went in trailing the Roosters, didn't you?
Yeah, we're 8-6 down. We'd made a heap of errors. And he just said two things. First thing was, that's not the Dragons out there. The way that that we're perceived by everyone, you know, high completions, getting the ball in right spots. And then the second part was, all we have to do is win the second half. And that was thanks, Scoop. Like, I sort of smirked. And then when I sit back and think about it, it was all we had to do was go out and just complete and win that second half, and we were going to come over and beat them, so the Roosters, pretty easily, and we did that. We went out, completed a set after half time, and that's what I think the Melbourne Storm do better than anyone else. You know, they made 8 errors last week, but they never really looked in trouble.
And you know what the good thing about the Melbourne Storm, like, they are a very classy outfit the way they go about their business, and no disrespect to Joe Woodhargoves, I don't know if he did call him out last week. But see what the
think top. That got twisted.
Yeah,
a little bit.
No, I heard that.
That wasn't.
But it was good theatre for us as commentators and spectators, and people, you know, said, like, Joe didn't name up. But see how Melbourne, they understand, mate, you're not going to be able to stop Tamalolo.
Yeah.
You've got to try and minimise what he does. So Craig Bellamy and Cam Smith will come up with a game plan. Mate, he's so hard to stop. He's got so much arsenal, you know, in his bag. So, well, I'm not sure. How do you stop someone like him?
Yeah, Sally? But you look at. Yeah. Yeah, you know, Jason Ryle spoke this week, and I'm glad Hoop said that. You know, Jared Warrior, that was taken out of proportion. Yeah. We lacked that, we loved it, didn't we? Of firing up. What you and Mad Dog used to do, we lack that in the game at the moment. So anytime someone comes out and says anything, we want to latch onto that quote and make it bigger than it is. So, look, and Rolls, he's come out and hit the nail on the head. They know they can't stop Michael Morgan and Tamalolo, but they can make. They're not going to be beaten by Michael Morgan and Tamalolo tomorrow. They're going to make a guy like Lachlan Coote go out and play out of his skin and try and beat them like that, because if they can do that, then I think they win comfortably. But they don't want to be beaten by Michael Morgan, Tamalolo double.
They were brilliant, the Melbourne Storm, earlier in the year, Gerds, when Andrew Fifita played that man of the match performance in State of Origin 1, and everyone went, wow, what a match. And that's on the back of, you know, a huge game in the grand final last year when the Cronulla Sharks upset the Storm's rhythm. So then Melbourne arrived in Cronulla for a regulation club match during this season after State of Origin 1, and they just totally nullified Fifita. They just took him out of the game, and they rushed up. Mm. It was all about line speed, numbers in, bang someone up around the ball, someone takes his legs out, and it was purely just, you know, it was brilliant coaching. So I reckon they'll apply a similar style of game plan to try and limit Tomalolo's influence.
Look, I know that JT came on and said, you know, they're going to stick to what they've been doing, you know, for the last 6 weeks. And, I mean, look, in a way you'd be foolish not to, but I just don't think you can approach the Melbourne Storm the same way you do other sides. You know, I think the Broncos had so much success, you know, just shifting that ball just a little bit, making the Melbourne Storm sort of take him out of their comfort zone. Sometimes they can overchase a little bit, Melbourne, and you saw that with the Parramatta try when Moses threw it back on the inside to Will Smith, you know, and they've done it a couple of times in the last couple of weeks where they're on their bike so quickly, especially through the middle third of the field, because they all want to get there and their effort's so good that they can overchase a little bit. And I just think that the Cowboys, to go out there tomorrow night and just, you know, try and take them on through the middle, get to the end of their set, kick the ball into the corners, it's a great strategy, but I'm just not sure it's the right strategy to play the Melbourne Storm.
Is it high risk, high reward though, Gerd? Because that could come off and they could be leading, you know, 6 or 12 nil. But if it goes the other way early on, you could see Melbourne just jumping on that. Like, they've got to have a balance.
It is. It is good balance, Sowie. And I think that the Cowboys did it last week pretty well, because there was times there where they didn't want to go through the middle of the Roosters. And the Roosters, you know, their line speed was really good, especially when the Cowboys trying to come off their own line. The Cowboys got it to Morgan on play two. And then they shifted. They given it the low and that on the edges. And they were making good yards. And that got them out of trouble a lot against the Roosters. And, you know, I think they certainly need to do that. And they probably even do need to be a little bit more experimental tomorrow night.
Yeah, see, I always think of Melbourne. They always try and make you do what they want you to do. So they want you to be high risk, high reward. And if it comes off against them, they usually know what to go back to get themselves back into a rhythm. So I want the Cowboys to go out there and try something a little bit different tomorrow night. But I'm just wary that if it goes wrong early, like, you could find yourself in a deep hole, and I don't think they'll be able to chase points.
There's a really interesting clash here that I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. Mate, you talk about a guy like, you know, Jesse Bromwich. He won't be playing in the World Cup. So for him tomorrow, not that he owes the club, but Craig Bellamy, when he had his little misdemeanor this year, Craig Bellamy and Cam Smith, you heard the story about Cam Smith where Cam asked him, was it true what sort of transpired? I reckon tomorrow, Jesse Bromwich, he will aim up tomorrow because he always does, but everyone's talking about Tal Malala. He won't be there for the World Cup. David Kidwell said Proctor and him, they won't reconsider that. Jesse Bromwich, mate, he'll know tomorrow. They're all talking about Tal Malala on that. He is that silent assassin. Yeah. He'll lead from the front tomorrow.
There's another group of guys that aren't going to play another game together after tomorrow, and that's obviously the big three, Melbourne Storm, and Cooper Cronk's going to move on. We don't know. They might play it again together at the end of the season in the World Cup, but we're not going to see him in a Melbourne Storm jersey again. They're great at these milestone games, boys, aren't they? I mean, it's going to be Cooper's last game in a Melbourne Storm jersey. Surely they live for him tomorrow.
Well, we played them down there after they won the World Club Challenge and the Premiership in 2012. And you're right, Gerds, there's no other club that does it better in milestone moments. And we went down there. The game was over pretty much before we ran out because you could feel the hype, you could feel the buzz. They went out there, completed their first set. So they understand how to get themselves right for the big moments. A grand final is different. You know, it's harder knowing, you know, guys like Webke and that, you know, they, I don't know if they announced their retirement going into the grand final, but they sort of walked away after that happened. So yeah, whether they, you know, it's all it takes is a couple of people just to tighten up just a little bit after and get away from what you've done because it's a grand final, because it's Cooper Cronk's last game, it's the big three, you know, and then all of a sudden you're behind.
Maybe one of the young guns who can keep him a little bit loosey-goosey and just open-minded and on task is Cameron Munster.
Oh, yeah.
He's a character. Tuck. I want to know what's his name.
Tum-tum. He's my Clive Churchill, mate.
He's not driving over in Thailand, mate.
He won't get overruled. Like, for anyone to wear that jersey in that Origin day, but even the way he played last year, because even in the dressing room, you could just see he's a kid that just reminds me of Jack Bird. They just love playing football.
Confident.
Yeah, and as JT said, but I reckon he'll win the Clive Churchill.
Do we know why he's called Tum-Tum?
No.
Is it because he's got a little bit of a tum-tum?
Oh, I don't know. He might have used that, but he looks all right now. I don't look at blokes in dressing sheds, but he looks pretty fit.
That is an absolute lie.
I'm not Joey Johns.
Are you a watcher, Del?
He is.
No, I'm
big
not.
Watcher.
I'm a watcher. I've always been a watcher.
Gerts? I've heard that.
I'm not a watcher.
No, we don't shower together here at Triple M. I've been trying to bring it in, but Buzz won't let us have it.
we'll take a break. It's Saturday Triple M.
Nearly lost it.
We'll be right back with the NRL stock market boys right after this.
The Bryden's Lawyers, protecting your future. This is Saturday Triple M NRL. With Peter Stern, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, and James Hooper.
Oh, what a tackle! Beautiful tackle!
Triple M rocks the footy.
Yeah, well, Tony Squires isn't with us. He's actually in Melbourne for the AFL Grand Final, but we might speak to him
gravy train
soon if he can give us 5 minutes of his time. But we are going to do, with Wendell Saylor, Jamie Soward, James Hooper and Ryan Girdler, we are going to do one of the other favourite segments on the show, boys, and that is called the NRL Stock Market.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up.
The Triple M NRL Stock Market.
Yeah, so this is where we give you guys a name and you tell me whether or not you're going to buy or sell. So the first one, I'll start with you, Hoops. The Canterbury Bulldogs announced Dean Pay as their head coach yesterday. Are you going to buy or sell, Dean?
Yeah, I'm buying. I'm buying plenty too, Gerds, because I went to that press conference yesterday. Really impressive, Dean Pay. He's a bloke, country bloke from Dubbo. What you see is what you get. He understands the Bulldogs club and the culture and that family style of environment that they have made their name on over the years, better than most. So I think he's going to do a great job on buying.
I'm going to buy as well. I think they needed to make an appointment of a coach sooner rather than later. They like to hire from within the Dogs, and I think that he'll be very welcome next year. Whether they change their attack or not, I mean, he spoke about that in length before in the first hour, but he's going to have to come in and make some changes to their attack that are noticeable to fans and noticeable to all people watching, because look, to be honest, this year they were pretty boring, the Bulldogs, to watch. So I think I'll buy the stock at the moment.
Mate, I'll buy Bulldogs, especially Dean Page, because he will give them that toughness and that DNA that they've been missing. Obviously, he's evolved as a coach too, I suppose. Yep. He's done his apprenticeship. And so someone like Brenko Lee, very good attacker but gets lost in defence. Mate, Dino will certainly help in that way, so I'm buying.
Okay, what about Ethan Lowe's kicking? You said it in the interview with JT. He's obviously been working with him. Big day for him tomorrow. Got to get those kicks right, Sowie. What are you doing?
I'm holding at the moment.
Yep.
I think that he's going to get through a mountain of work tomorrow. And look, both teams have forwards that kick. He has proven that he's kicked in clutch moments again against Penrith this year, Roosters last week. I think we spoke about off-air, Gerds. He took the team from 20 to 22 points. And it's so important, JT spoke about, taking your teams up in six, because you can get to that moment in the game where there's no pressure to kick a field goal because you're up by six. So, look, I'm going to hold at the moment on the stock of Ethan Lowe.
Geez, you're a tough marker.
Yeah.
Hey, where are you holding? He was good last week.
I'm holding.
You'd know. Mate, I'm buying.
Look at what
he did last week against the Roosters.
Mm. Okay.
He was holding. He was killing it. So I'm definitely confident. Look, I just think, you know, we spoke to Jonathan Thurston earlier and he talked about how he's been working with him.
Mm.
So, I just think at the moment he's proven that he can do it in the clutch times.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm selling. You know, he's kicked pretty well, but grand final's a different story.
Different beast, isn't it?
He's got that sore eye, whatever it is. Yeah. I'm selling. But yeah,
Gerds, okay. What are you doing, Gerds?
Yeah,
I'll hold as well, Sowie. Yeah, I'm not fully convinced.
We'll get into him.
Get a room.
I'm not fully convinced.
Let's get on.
I was impressed. I think it was about the 70th minute last week, boys, where he had a kick to put him, I think, six in the lead with 10 to go, and. He stepped up. It wasn't a tough kick, but he was composed, and it was the way that he struck it sort of impressed me. Otherwise, I would have sold, but I saw that, and I'm going to hold.
Let me ask you this. Did that kick have a little bit of the
right to left
about it?
Absolutely. All of his kicks have got a bit of right to left about him at the moment. So, yeah, you can see the influences certainly there, boys. The last one is Tony Squires' brim hat, linen shirt, chinos and loafers at the AFL Grand Final while he's sipping on champagne.
I'm selling.
I'm embarrassed.
No, I'm selling.
Can you imagine?
Look.
I think he prefers the boater hat.
You want to impress the father-in-law, but he's an avid Swans fan, and now he's wearing a Richmond scarf down there as well, as he's tweeted through. But we've actually got one more, boys, and it's only for us three to go on. It's buying or selling Ryan Girdler as the Saturday NRL Triple M host.
Oh.
So I'll go to you first, Soups.
Yeah, I'm buying, mate. Yeah, I think he's going well. I think it's tougher as the host because you don't get to have as much banter. Normally, he throws a lot of the variety into the pan, and he likes to have a good laugh about whatever we're discussing. So it is a little bit different, but no, I'm buying. I think he's going good.
Wendell, are you buying?
Oh, look, you know what? I probably would have bought the last couple of weeks, but he stitched me up in the last couple of weeks with a Yui ad. So
cha-ching.
Yeah, but he was like, he's a mate, and I thought we're rock solid, and he stitched me up. But you know, I'm buying goods.
I'm selling.
Because you love Tony Squires.
No, but if I push Tony out, you're in.
That's right. I'm buying. No, I'm selling because I like listening to Gerds. You know, have a bit of opinion, bit of banter. I'm with like Hoops, but you boys love him and. He's all buyer, so I'm going to sell. Even though it'll push me back to the bench, I'm happy to sell. I like listening to Gerds, a little bit of banter, and get on tone and get stuck into it. So,
all right. I appreciate that, boys. Hey, you're listening to Saturday Triple M NRL. Thanks to Brian's Lawyers. We'll be right back after this. One, two, three,
four. Never miss a minute of the footy.
Too good. Oh, mate.
Download the Triple M NRL app and listen anywhere. I'm saying, this is Saturday Triple M NRL.
Yeah, welcome back to Saturday Triple M NRL. Wendell Saylor, Jamie Soward, Ryan Girdler and James Hooper. Brought to you by our mates at Brighton's Lawyers, protecting your future. For free legal advice, just ask the question at brightons.com.au. Now, boys, we're going to bring in Nick Curry from UBet. Back a winner and share your grand final tip with your mates via UBet's all-new bet share and gamble responsibly. Nick, grand final, the big one tomorrow. Any early betting leads?
Yeah, look, Gerds, it's been a massive go this for the Melbourne Storm in terms of money, but a massive go in terms of bets for the North Queensland Cowboys. So two distinct camps here. If you're spending lots of money, you're backing the Melbourne Storm at $1.32. If you're a bread and butter punter, if you're a rank and file punter, you're backing the Cowboys at $3.50.
I'll tell you what, they're short, aren't they, Nick? The Storm. I think they're the shortest priced NRL grand final favourites in the history of the NRL back to 1998. But look, another big market's always the Clive Churchill medal. Can Cameron Smith possibly win the Dally M and the Clive Churchill in the same week?
Well, Hope, speaking of short price favourites, we've got the shortest price Clive Churchill medal winner favourite in Cameron Smith at $2.75. Wow. He was $3 48 hours ago, and I thought that was absolutely rock bottom.
Yeah.
But punters are just chiming in everywhere, into $2.75 now. So, look, I don't know if he'll get any shorter, but there's still money for him at the price. Cooper Cronk's in commission as well at $5. Not so much interest in Billy Slater at $7.50. Michael Morgan's been a firmer, $8 into $7.50. And Jason Taumalolo has been backed for stacks as well, guys, $11 into $9.
What about Cam Munster?
Yeah, Cameron Munster, I skipped over him there. He's yes. $9, Del, yeah. There isn't a great deal of money for him at this stage. We'll probably see plenty more game day.
Hey, Nick, talk to us about the biggest multi-riding this week into the NRL Grand Final. What do we got?
There's a punter that's got a multi-riding for $10,000. Yep, and he spent $3 on it. It's a 10-leg multi that involved Filipino soccer games, EPL games, basketball games, boxing matches, and he's taken a premiership double. So this punter needs Adelaide to win the AFL Grand Final tonight. Yeah. And if Adelaide, this afternoon, and if Adelaide win that AFL Grand Final, he's in a win-win situation because he took Adelaide into Melbourne and Adelaide into the Cowboys.
No way.
Must have a crystal ball.
He won't be cashing out. Thanks for that, Nick. Don't forget.
No worries, guys.
Back a winner and share your grand final tips with your mates via New Bet's all new Bet Share. And don't forget, gamble responsibly. Now, we're going to be right back after this, guys. We're going to wrap this up just over 20 minutes till the AFL grand final. But we'll be back with the cooler and then our tips for the big game. Yeah, welcome back. Saturday, Triple M NRL. And gee, there was a guy just lurking outside. He's in the building and he wants to come in and have a chat, so it's time for this.
You're cool.
Best cooler there ever was, and I need him back.
You're not sending me to the cooler.
The cooler.
All right, everyone.
The cooler's in the house. Boys, he's off to the peninsula today. That's down in Mornington in Melbourne, and he's not much of a sightseer, as you guys know. He's all about business. It's a small track down there at the Mornington Peninsula. Some like to say it's a really intimate place on race day. So now the cooler likes a little bit of intimacy, as you guys know. In fact, he's a big fan, and that's why today in race 4 he can't go past number 2, Bob of the Head. It's been a really poor couple of weeks for the cooler of late, but he really needs Bob of the Head to get the job done. Now, he's hoping there won't be a photo involved, as the last thing the cooler needs is an exposed picture of him and the Bob of the Head, but he doesn't want to prolong the outcome. So the cooler's tip today is Melbourne, number 2, Bob of the Head. Now, Bob of the Head is paying about $8.50, juicy odds, and as they say, there's nothing like a good win at the races and to celebrate with a Bob of the Head. Cooler is out. He's done for the year, the cooler, so I hope he goes off and has a really good off-season and really sorts himself out. But, boys, we're just going to quickly, before we go to the AFL Grand Final, going to get your thoughts about the results tomorrow. We're going to go through what you think the score is going to be or the margin for tyre power, and we're also we're going to see who you think is going to win the Clive Churchill medal. I'll start with you, Del. Who's going to win, by how much, and who gets the gong?
Yeah, look, I think for me... Melbourne Storm, they won't stuff this one up this year. Cowboys very brave. Melbourne by 10. Cameron Munster.
Munster.
Clive Churchill.
Yep.
First try scorer, Josh Adokar.
Okay.
First try scorer for me will be the Fox, Adokar, Felice Kaufusi for Clive Churchill.
Wow. Yep.
And I've got Melbourne. I'm just trying to do the maths. You might be able to help me out here, boys.
Yep.
27. So if he kicks a field goal, I want him to be by 3 converted tries.
Okay.
So So we'll leave that to Hoops.
Yep.
Hoops, get back to me.
No, math's definitely not my forte, Sowie, but no, I'm going to go with you guys as well. I think, yeah, just the way that they were beaten last year will mean that they got that extra element of drive. I can't see a team with this much experience losing two grand finals, so I'm going to go the Storm. I'm going to say by 10 points.
Same, you copied me.
And I'm going to say that the Clive Churchill medalist will be Billy Slater.
Well,
27-14. Sorry, Gertz.
Yeah.
27-14?
That's what it'll be, 27-14. Okay.
Billy Slater for you. Do we think that we've seen the last game for Billy Slater in a Melbourne Storm jersey? Shall we?
Yes.
You think he's done?
I think he's done. What? I think if they win tomorrow, he's done. He walks out with his good friend Cooper Cronk, and Cameron Smith goes on for the rebuild.
I said that too, and then you pointed out to me, he'll be on 299 games. I know he doesn't play for Milestones, but it'd be hard
You got to go again. And look, he's put so much hard work in, you'd think he's got another season. Well, physically, do you think he's got another season in him, Del?
I think he has, but I just think mentally, does he want to go for another year? It's like when Lockie retired, I said to Lockie, I said, mate, why don't you another year? He goes, I probably could have done it, but mentally, I just didn't want to do it on the preseason.
But just quickly, for me, when you started thinking about it, that's when you should.
Yes.
But has he been thinking about
it? Well, of course he has. Commented on it that, you know, mentally he's okay, it'll have to be up to physically. Like, surely he's thinking about his long term. I mean, he's going to be right for a quid.
Don't you think that they're so invested in that club that, you know, if he was to walk out with Cooper at the same time, it just leaves the club in a precarious situation? Whereas if they stage it, you know, Cooper this year, Billy the year after, and Cam the year after that, isn't that easier for the club to handle?
It would be, but just there's so much talent there. And just with Billy Slater, mate, he can do whatever he wants, because there was a chance that he wasn't going to come back. You heard that roar last week when he scored that try, and you know what they think of him there. So, mate, good luck to
him. It'd be a shame, wouldn't it? Like, if that was the last of Billy Slater, I mean, he's had a brilliant back end of the season. Yeah. Came back, won the Origin, obviously involved in a grand final, and also got Dally M fullback of the year. It's been an enormous back end of the season.
Mate, I've also got to say, I know it's grand final day tomorrow. Penrith take on the PNG Hunters.
Yeah.
The Hunters, wonderful job to win their first premiership last week in the Intrust Cup. And then obviously the 20s, Manly are taking on Parramatta. Manly came from 8th, and I reckon Manly in the 20s can win it. They knocked off the Dragons last week.
Yeah, good luck to all the sides out there over the weekend, and it's been a pleasure having you Saturday Triple M NRL. Thanks to Brighton's Lawyers, and we'll see you next year.
God bless.
Triple M Rock Saturday Arvo Footy for Brighton's Lawyers, protecting your future.